All right, here at World Pork Expo, I'm speaking with Michael Formica, who is Chief Environmental Counsel for the National Pork Producers Council. And we're going to talk a little bit about EPA, which has been in the news again, along with IRS, with releasing information that maybe they shouldn't be. But this happened earlier this year that impacted 80,000 people around the entire country, livestock producers, anybody who might in some way be involved in CAFOs, and their information was released to environmental activist groups. And Michael, tell me about how NPPC reacted to this when it happened, where we stand right now as far as that's concerned, and how NPPC is dealing with this.
So this information was collected by EPA. It actually grew out of a sweetheart settlement, which they signed with many of these same activist groups. The lawyer who signed it has left the environmental group, and she's now a senior lawyer over at the Humane Society. So you can imagine we have some concerns here with this. They were trying to do a rulemaking. They weren't allowed to do the rulemaking because there were concerns. EPA went ahead, collected this information anyway. We're very upset. We remain very upset. We got a call 10 days after it had been released. I received the phone call at 7 p.m. on a Friday night. Government employees call you at 7 p.m. on a Friday night. They're trying to hide something, and they don't expect you to pick up the phone. In fact, they were shocked they picked up the phone. We have pushed back hard against EPA. Unfortunately, the data is already out there. It's been released. The three groups that requested it was Earth Justice, which is a law firm, used to be called Sierra Club's law firm, NRDC, and then the Pew Charities. It told EPA that they have returned the information in exchange for a new set of information where the personal details were removed. That's great. I don't believe that for a second. And really, my concern isn't that, you know, a lawyer from NRDC, you know, sitting in his office in Washington, D.C. is going to go cause mischief. My concern is that, you know, the Humane Society is going to get this, or even worse, that this body of data gets out there and a group like the Animal Liberation Front gets it. And then you have a real problem, because now you're beyond a mere policy dispute, but you're dealing with people who are essentially criminals. And the EPA staff have a real tough time understanding that. The data released was shocking. Home addresses, home phone numbers, email addresses, names of spouses, names of employees. In some states, you know, they included, you know, land transfer records, medical records, indications of, you know, I'd call them probate records, whose parents had died, whose brother had died, you know. And you had indicated these were CAFOs. Mm-hmm. These weren't all CAFOs. These weren't all even farms with animals there. Some of them didn't have animals. They may have had animals at one point in time, but there were no animals currently, you know, on the farm. It's just information that EPA collected secretly. And then decided to release. They actually got the information from 37 states. Mm-hmm. So we have real questions, hard questions for EPA on why this happened, how they're going to fix it. But then also, you know, some of these states need to answer for you know, what they did. Why would they have released this information to EPA?
Well, and, you know, of course, in this day and age of electronics communications, to say, oh, we asked for it back and they gave it back to us, seems a little absurd.
What they sent out was a CD-ROM. And so you put the CD in your computer, you take the files off, because there were 450 files, large file. You wouldn't sit on your computer and read those off of the CD-ROM. It would take too much time. You put them on your hard drive. Now, of course, they'll send back the CD-ROM because they don't need it, because they've got all the files sitting on their server. So it's not even just the one person. It's everybody in the organization has it. Mm-hmm. And with at least regard to one of them, EPA told us that they had already distributed it.
And you talked about, now, Grassley has an amendment. Now, we filed cloture in the Senate this morning, or yesterday, or sometime. Reid filed cloture, which means they've cut down the number of amendments. Have you heard whether they're going to consider Grassley's amendment?
The latest I heard this morning, and that's still, you know, it could have changed since I sat down here to talk to you. There were a package of four amendments that they brought up. One of them included some flood control provisions for Louisiana that Senator Landrieu had raised. One of those four was Mr. Grassley's amendment correcting the privacy issues at EPA. I'm not sure what the other two are. They were brought up for a vote, and there was an objection. I believe it was Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, raised an objection, and now you have a senatorial dispute going on.